2 Corinthians refers to casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. It instructs us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bearing this in mind, let us consider the fact that the non-biblical traditions of Christmas, Easter, and Sunday rest are nothing less than the imagination of men, which lead people away from the knowledge of God. The pagan sun gods of antiquity were known to have been born on the winter solstice, which in ancient times was December 25th. The pagan fertility goddesses of antiquity were honored at the very same time as Easter, and the sun gods of the Roman Empire were honored on what was known as the Day of the Sun, or Sunday. Nowhere in the Bible can support be found for any of these pagan observances. They are easily proven to be the inventions of men which derive from their own imaginations. In the past, these inventions provoked God to anger. The Bible says that people learned the works of the heathen, that they forgot God their Savior, which had done great things for them, and that they believed not His word. Let us not forget the great things that God our Savior has done for us. He laid down His life to pay the death penalty required for sin, which is the transgression of His laws. Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Let us cast down these imaginations and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.